Welcome to the Be Kind Podcast with your host, Joe Kirchner, presented by the Animal Advocates of South Central Pennsylvania.
Welcome, everybody, to the Be Kind Podcast. We are part of the Animal Advocates' mission to create a more compassionate world for all living creatures, which includes things like worms. Have you ever seen a worm on the sidewalk? Don't squish it. Worms deserve to be loved, too. That's my new thing. I'm just going to list really specific animals and tell people to love them at the beginning of each episode, which includes worms, this one. So this episode is brought to you by worms. And today we are here with my girlfriend, Mandy.
Hi, everybody.
I live with in Lancaster. You may have remembered me mentioning her in the last episode. So if you're watching this on YouTube, she exists.
I exist.
She's real.
I feel personally responsible for you guys having dropped this podcast for a year because Joe and I just celebrated our 1 year anniversary. So sorry, everybody.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
I mean, it's definitely not your fault.
There's something related.
So no.
We decided to incorporate her into the podcast so we can keep podcasting. I can still not be alone forever. It's great. And also, John's here too.
Oh, yeah, I exist as well. Yes. I'm not Joe's girlfriend.
This is true, though.
Or boyfriend.
This is also true. And today, we're going to talk with Mandy because Mandy has quite a lot of extensive experience in the vegan dating scene. So she has some great perspective for some listeners out there who may be frustrated, curious, or just really want to know more about what it's like to be dating vegan in today's crazy, crazy world. So we're going to stop yapping now. And Mandy, what's up with vegan dating?
Well, Joe, as you had mentioned, it can be frustrating. As soon as you start dating and you're vegan, you will limit your possibilities of who you can date, depending upon who you'd like to date out there. Eating together is a big part of relationships and ultimately building a life together with someone. You're making meals together every day if you're open to the idea of having a family. So there's lots of big implications about raising children together. How are you going to do that? But it can just be fun if you're just looking to get back out there in the world. There are lots of resources out there available. So that's what I'm here to talk about. Give everyone, in case you're not aware, there are apps, there's websites, different resources. So Joe and I met personally on VegPal initially, and then we met in person at last year's VegFest. So that was a good opportunity to kind of bring the online world together with a real life event. But then there's also other apps. So if you, whether you have an iPhone, Android, the apps available out there, I think the most popular one probably is Vegely. That probably has the most users. But new to the game is VegPal. I know that was created by two women in Boston. So there's plenty of different attributes out there. So if you are part of the LGBTQ plus community, there's attributes there. And it also, it's a little more like social media. You don't have to be super aggressive. You can put a post out there, see if someone, you know, inspires someone to comment back. And if you don't want to be that person always swiping, always initiating conversation, just put out there what you want and see if anyone responds. Other good thing about VegPal, maybe you're not looking for a significant other. Maybe you just want to grow your friend community. There is a friendship aspect to it. So maybe you just want a new gal pal, a new bro to hang out with. They're out there. The option's there for you too.
I'd just like to point out that the only reason we ever started talking is because they matched us up as friends because my age difference is not in line with whatever filters you put up. I'm not going to say who's older and who's younger. You can figure that out on your own. But the only reason we ever started talking is because of that update they did that matched up as friends. So thank you, VegPal.
It's true.
For anyone else using VegPal, when you sign up, you will get a friend request from somebody. That woman is not interested in dating you. That is the owner. And she does that to every single person.
So she's kind of like the Tom of MySpace. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
It's good to follow along when people are out there creating these apps for us. So I always appreciate people putting this in development. One that I tried when I was in my single days was Grazer, which is fun, but I think at the time I did it, again, I've been out of the game for a year now. It was a lot of European-based people. So if you do like to travel, don't forget about Grazer. And then there's other newer ones as you refresh your apps. I know there's a new one called Tendrils. you know, you might want to look at like plants, like vines.
Okay.
You know, fun stuff.
I was going somewhere else with that, but that makes more sense.
Maybe, I've been watching a lot of anime
lately. Maybe a double entendre, yes. And then there's a plethora of vegan dating sites. The oldest one out there is one called Green Singles, allows you to put up your profile and meet others. There's Veggie Date, Veggie Connection. But I don't want people to forget one big thing I learned when I was out in my single days was using apps or websites, social media in other creative ways. So if you do have, you know, a local volunteer group like the Animal Advocates, why not volunteer and meet some new friends and potentially a romantic relationship? There are vegan meetup groups. Maybe you just join a supper club and meet someone through there. But then there's, again, traditional, maybe even Happy Cow, which I use all the time for finding restaurants, does have a social aspect to it. You can create a profile, you can say your relationship status, what you're interested in, and maybe someone sees what, oh, hey, this guy also goes to that restaurant I go to all the time, and, you know, reach out, have a date there.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing either, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, you can.
I saw Happy Cow was just like a weird vegan Yelp.
Yeah,
no, basically, yeah. Well, that's pretty much what it is, but apparently it has like a, that's cool. That's
really
cool.
It is cool to, and you can
follow.
So does
it have like a little like messenger thing?
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then don't forget traditional dating sites. So I know a lot of people, you're going to get the most people out there that you'd want to see. It's, you know, depending upon how you feel about dating a meat eater or somebody who's not vegan, they are there for you. I personally used to use match.com. And try to filter by keyword by vegan.
Yeah.
It can help, or it'll weed out people who are like, I hate vegans. So there's always that.
It's like when you search vegan on a restaurant review site and you pull up and it sends you restaurants, but the only reason it sends you them is because someone left a review saying terrible for vegans.
And some of those regular, well, I say regular apps, but you know, like OkCupid and stuff like that, I think you can actually put in vegan as one of your main
attributes.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool that like they're actually catering to folks like that.
Exactly. So. I did read Tinder includes a plant-based passion feature. So same kind of thing.
Nice.
Something you're looking to connect on. I always say, hey, do those traditional apps and put it maybe at the top of your profile just so that everyone knows that's what you're passionate about up front, or that's what you're looking for, or maybe there's somebody there that's kind of, hey, I'm open to a vegetarian lifestyle. I've never really considered that. Maybe you will meet somebody and you can come together and build that kind of new vegan relationship and diet for them. Show them the way, show them the light, if you will. But it's always out there for you.
Yeah. I think using the non-vegan dating apps is a good option for reasons like you said sometimes, because if you use the vegan dating apps, let's say you only want to date people within 50 miles of you,
it's
a pretty tight-knit vegan community.
Very
so go,
tight.
I know her, she's no longer single, she hates me, and that person ignored my like. So then you're just SOL. So when you use the bigger ones like Match.com, at least you have a wider net to catch them.
Exactly.
Like you said, maybe you can convert someone to veganism while you're in there.
Absolutely.
Or I also want to double click on volunteer for Animal Advocates and meet the love of your life. You never know.
You never know. Yeah. That tabling event.
Yeah, it's funny because Vegely, I made an account on there specifically to get people to join either Animal Advocates or my other group, Fat Ass Vegans Are Awesome.
There we go.
I won't get into that, but yeah, and I actually got some members from there to join that stuff because it was I kind of used it the wrong way, but I kind of used it.
You're building the vegan community,
right? I was sort of spamming it, if you will, but it worked. I mean, people were talking to me, and people reached out, and they were like, "Hey, this is cool." So yeah, some people use it the wrong way, some use it the right way, but they definitely have good purposes for sure.
I do want to mention if you're very desperate out there and have plenty of money, there is a professional matchmaker who specializes in vegan dating, Kareen. She has a Facebook page and a website, findveglove.com. is her website. So if you're willing to put yourself out there and want to be one of her clients, you can do that. Alternatively, you can add yourself, your profile to her bank of people that she might choose from as well. So there's some interesting people out there.
Yeah, what about paying for some of these other sites? Did you find a big difference versus the free and paid versions for anyone out there who wants to get in but maybe is thinking, I don't feel like spending money?
Yes. For me personally, I would put my money toward Vegely and VegPal. That's where I found the most bang for my buck. But those traditional ones, not necessarily, no. Because I find on the traditional ones, if me putting vegan, hey, I'm vegan, hey, I'm plant-based, resonated with someone else, they will let you know. As a woman in any way, that person will probably reach out and say, hey, I'm vegan too, or I'm vegetarian curious, whatever it is. They'll probably come at you. Maybe from a man's perspective, you might have a different take on that. But I say, and I always like supporting anybody that out there with a vegan themed anything. Might as well throw them a few bucks and see if it helps.
That's a good point. Yeah, you want to make sure those stay as a resource for people out there. As veganism continues to grow, you want things like dating apps to continue growing with them. And every time I'm using an app and I use it for hours and hours and hours, I'm using the free version and the paid version is like $2.
Right, exactly. So I have a question for you guys. I don't know who wants to go first, but there is this dynamic. Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like there is, generally speaking, women tend to be vegans more than men. At least that's been my experience. So I found it. That was why I kind of honed in on a lot of these vegan dating apps and creative ways of using traditional apps. Did you find that you have plenty of choices on these apps or not necessarily? That was always my assumption.
John?
I don't know. I don't really use those apps for dating and stuff like that. But from what I've noticed, you're right. It just seems like there's more female vegans out there. And when on Vegely, I noticed, it was a lot.
Sure. unless you're looking at all genders, you're not really going to necessarily see that difference.
Right. And I had it open for everyone. Like I said, I was trying to pull everyone in, but I did notice that it was almost mostly women.
Yeah, I suppose my range was fairly limited because I didn't want anyone too far away from me. I think my limit was 50 miles or something. Mm-hmm. So that kind of did cut it back a lot because we don't live in a New York or Philly type area. So I didn't really know. I'd be curious to see how that ratio looks or how it is dating as a male vegan in a place like New York, Philly, Los Angeles, one of those big metropolitan areas versus good old South Central PA.
Yeah, and the way I had my account set up, it was open to, it was like a 500-mile radius or something like that. And yeah, most of the people that I found on there were from bigger cities, so it was a lot harder to find folks around here.
Yes.
But I mean, I guess if I was using it if I didn't care, if I had to like travel a long distance, there's definitely a lot more people out there not around here. I didn't really see too many people that I actually knew on there, which was kind of surprising. I guess that's a good thing. I guess everyone found somebody or they're just not on there yet.
Right, that's true.
But yeah, I did notice that bigger cities, there was a lot more vegans.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know dating in general can be frustrating, especially when you're on apps. It can be fun at first, and then it gets a little exhausting after a while. So, but you do see people pop on and off, I feel. I know personally that's what I would do.
Yeah, and again, there's also the other factors. I was mentioning how I was sort of a spammer on there. There's a lot of spam accounts on there as well, too. So you have to be really careful when you're on there because you'll probably end up with some sort of scam artist.
Yeah, so
do a lot of vetting when you're on there.
Absolutely. Now, that's something as a woman, as a heterosexual woman, I didn't necessarily experience a lot. But from what I think bots in general are always going after
for
the
sure,
guys.
For sure.
They're out there.
Yeah.
One other resources I wanted to point out is Joe and I came across the Locals Bookshop, A Movable Feast of Books. They offer a book called Dating Vegans, Recipes for Relationships. So if you want to support a local bookshop, check them out. They were at the Veg Fest and I happened to notice that there. So if you're looking for some inspiration, if you did find somebody you want to cook a nice meal for, I think it's like a story and then you get a corresponding recipe. So cook something together. That's always a good dating idea. Joe, did you want to talk a little bit about how we met, our journey, our specific vegan dating journey together?
Sure.
I guess I feel like I should start because, as Joe had mentioned, because of my age parameters, his profile did not show up for me initially. And he found me then and sent me a message because I did have a profile picture featuring that famous vegan sign at the Lancaster Veg Fest. And he called that out, which is a nice thing to, if you see a local landmark in the background, I think a lot of people use that as a way to, as an opening line.
That or sunflowers. People always take pictures in front of sunflowers.
I did notice that. That seems to be a theme. Yeah. There's like sunflowers in the background or some sort of field of some sort of plant life. Yeah, it's like a thing.
Got to do it for the gram, the sunflowers. And I thought, and it was just happened to be good timing because the Veg Fest was coming up. So we did get to talking for, I think, about a week or so.
For a little bit. And then I go through phases with dating apps where I will use them and then I'll say, this is disgusting. I hate dating apps. This is terrible because you put yourself out there and get rejected a lot or just people ghost you or, you know, get in a bad headspace. So we had a natural lull in the conversation. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. It's just kind of a normal, okay, see ya. And then,
yeah, I kind of knew that we were probably, I knew because of you being the president of the Animal Advocates, I was going to run into you at the Veg Fest. That was kind of, there was not much more. It was like, hey, I'm going to meet up and see what this guy looks like in person. And it was very low key, very low pressure situation because I love the Veg Fest. I was going to go no matter what. So yeah, there was a natural lull. In fact, I tried to message you just to confirm and he was gone.
I had accidentally ghosted her.
Yeah. Oh no.
Do you believe this guy? So
unbelievable.
I think I had a faux shrimp spring roll in my hand and looked up and I saw this tall guy with his Animal Advocate shirt on. So I thought, oh, there he is. I guess I'll go talk to him.
I think I had a glass of whiskey in my hand too. Not, or something.
Well, I think as soon as we met then or started talking, you said, hey, let's go get a drink. So I'm like, oh, this guy's gets right to the point. Why not? Yes. So yeah, I think we had a drink in us. We walked around, got some food, but it was a great, you know, it was a beautiful day. It was a great setting to just talk to anybody. I do recommend in real, if you're not a fan of dating online or websites, go to these types of events and, you know, you're always going to probably chat someone up in a t-shirt line or a food line. I don't want to talk about my previous life, but I did meet a person standing in line at a vegan treats line. But you never know who you're going to meet at these events. But yeah, it's kind of been, that was the beginning of it. And then it was a good halfway because Joe at the time was based in York. I was based in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and Lancaster was kind of a good meeting spot for us. So we had many of our first dates here, and it's pretty vegan friendly. We scoped out all the vegan restaurants, different events, and now we have a house together with two cats.
Yeah, and
Somewhere.
Somewhere around here.
And I take for granted a lot how nice it is dating a vegan. I haven't dated many vegans in my time, and it's something I take for granted where you don't have to think about where you're going to go, what the conversation's going to be like, how you feel about certain things you see. It's just, you're on the same wavelength all the time. And it really just makes things so much more comfortable and natural all the way around. So I don't want to say if you're dating or with a non-vegan, that's bad. Everyone does what makes them happy. But for me personally, I've tried dating non-vegans in the past and never worked out because we just have conversations. Our values and morals would be so out of line that just wouldn't work out. And again, you do you, whatever makes you happy, mm-hmm. But something that I've really taken a lot of joy of and I'm very appreciative of dating Mandy, who has very similar values to me on that.
Right? I have to agree, Joe. That's one point I wanted to make is throughout my experience, I thought I'd meet someone who was veg friendly or was open-minded, but I kept hitting a wall. So that's one thing I want to say to everyone is these apps and sites are out there for you. So if you just want to hone in, not spend too much time on traditional apps, talking to meat eaters, and just cut to the chase. If you know that's you and you know vegan is for you for life, just go ahead and do that. It might take a little longer than you expect it, but again, there's tricks. So hopefully you're out there and you're gonna find that person right around the corner.
So I just actually met you the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Norbu and had a great time with our friends, hanging out, eating food and stuff. So I really just met you, and this is like the first time really interacting with you.
Yes.
So I really don't know a whole lot about you other than you were from Westchester. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your vegan journey. Like, how long have you been vegan, and what's your background a little
bit? Thank you, John. Yes. My parents actually converted to being vegetarians very early on in my life. So I was probably 4 when we stopped eating meat collectively as a family.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was always part of our lives. But living at the time, we lived in Honeybrook. So it is still very agricultural heavy. Lived near Shady Maple. So we definitely indulged in all the cheese, all the treats, all of those things. Mm-hmm. We probably indulged too much compared to maybe somebody who would also eat meat. And then we watched the documentary as a family, Forks Over Knives.
Right.
And at the time, my parents were having certain health issues, and they're like, hey, let's try. It can't hurt. It always bothered me personally, the idea of factory farming when I would eat cheese. So it was always in the back of my mind, but there was nothing really that was pushing me to really consider giving it all up. So when we watched that, we gave it up as a family, which really helped. Mm-hmm. My brother was also having his own issues and it kind of encouraged us to do it. He was trying to eliminate things from his diet to get his health issues on track. So we did it as a family. And it was, I think it's been, I'm close to 10 years now. And can't look back. Yeah, wow. It's been excellent.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could give one piece of advice to anyone out there who's maybe vegan, vegetarian, veg curious, looking to find their soulmate or partner or get into the dating scene, what would you tell them?
I would say, as you said before, let's cast the widest net. If you have the time and energy to do so, use those traditional sites, you know, to your advantage. Don't be afraid to put it at the top of your profile that you are plant-based, you're vegan, you're vegetarian, and looking for someone that's the same or you're open-minded. There's nothing wrong with that. Haters gonna hate if you get somebody coming at you. You probably won't. More often than not, it was people who were supportive or open if they really like your profile. Otherwise, most people will dismiss you. But if you don't have the time and energy, please use these, you know, Vegely, VegPal, Green Singles, use the Happy Cow, use those to your advantage, because then you are cutting right to the chase, getting to somebody you know is on the same page as you and you can go right into a relationship with, hopefully. I do want to encourage all the ladies out there to stay safe when you're looking online. One thing I always found helpful was, you know, looking up people online. One thing I did was, just as a funny story, was listen to this podcast after meeting Joe. It was a very unique way because he is so active in the community. He volunteers. He put himself out there. So I knew he was representing himself properly online. It wasn't like he was a bot or anything, anyone underhanded. So it was always fun if you can, you know, look up somebody online, feel a little bit more comfortable, but you're learning about them as well.
She is downplaying that a bit. You'll look up articles I wrote in college and things like that, and high school football roster.
It's whatever came up on Google. I was just...
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you could call it stalking if you like.
Sure.
But it's really, you want to make sure you're in a safe situation.
Absolutely.
You don't want to... It's stalking in a good way.
Exactly.
Because you want to know what you're getting up against. I mean,
sure.
Or not against, but or whatever.
You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because for every good story like us, I'm sure people have horror stories too about being bamboozled for money. And that always makes me cry. But I think the vegan community in general are pretty cool to each other. So even that, you just know vegan people are probably going to be kinder in general.
Well, the past year has been amazing for me, so it's been very nice, and I'm glad the algorithm out there did its magic and got us together.
Thank you, Joe. Aww.
The stars aligned at VegFest, so very happy to have you in my life, Mandy.
Thank you, Joe. I love you, too.
I love you.
We can all throw up now.
Victor's disgusted.
There's a hairball.
And well, we asked this question to everyone on the podcast, so Mandy?
Yes.
Hummus or guac?
Guac. I'm a guac girl all the way. I know. Oh, I know.
It's been nice.
Uh-oh.
We had a good run.
This is it. But yeah, I am a guac girl hardcore. I like margaritas. Guac goes with them. Excellent. It's the creamy fattiness. avocado. You, Joe, you don't like avocados in general, which I've always been like.
I'm neutral about them. I don't dislike avocados.
By the way, I love hummus. I've made my own. I love it. But if you're gonna, if I have to choose, guac every time, sir.
All right. So I'm pretty sure hummus is losing this battle pretty handily.
I mean, I like hummus. It's good. Hummus is yummus. But I go both ways with it. I love guac. I love hummus.
What's beautiful about guac, you have to eat all of it. Otherwise, it gets brown.
Oh, yeah. You have to eat it all in one sitting or it's done for.
For sure. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. Hummus can
stay kind of like in its own little world for a little bit.
Yes.
I mean, but with guac, you have guac. I guess you have varying levels of spice and cilantro and onion and whatever. But with hummus, you got a whole rainbow to play with.
That is
true. You got garlic, red pepper. That's right. Artichoke. You got even dessert hummus now, which I actually don't mind. I kind of like dessert hummus.
I did like the dessert hummus.
Yeah, I had the chocolate one. That was pretty good. But yeah, that you're right. That's how hummus gets the upper hand, is they have lots of flavors.
The flavors help.
So for anyone listening out there, if you want to send us your opinions on guac or hummus, or your dating stories, or have any questions about vegan dating or anything at all, bekindpodcast@gmail.com. So that's our show for today, folks. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for more fun episodes from your friends here at the Animal Advocates.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Be Kind Podcast, presented by the Animal Advocates of South Central Pennsylvania.